The Penitentiary Museum. This building, which directly faces the North Gatehouse of Kingston Penitentiary, was originally the residence of the prison warden. During the 19th century, it was known as Cedar Hedge, in reference to the extensive cedar hedge that once lined the driveway. The warden is the head of the prison and responsible for administering the institution. Until 1962, the warden of Kingston Penitentiary was also responsible for the prison for women, which is located behind Cedar Hedge, but no longer functions as a prison. Constructed by convict labor between 1870 and 1873, the house was built from local limestone, which was quarried by prisoners in the nearby quarries and cut in the prison stone-cutting sheds. Ohio sandstone forms accents in the design. Prior to 1870, the warden lived in quarters behind the penitentiary walls. In 1869, penitentiary architect Edward Horsey drew plans for an official residence outside the perimeter walls for Warden James Moore Ferris. Unfortunately, both Ferris and Horsey died unexpectedly during that year, and the project was shelved. When Warden Ferris's successor, John Creighton, was appointed, he found the old residence inside KP to be in disrepair. More importantly, being a single father, he did not wish to raise his children inside the prison compound. Canada's Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, approved the new policy of permitting the warden to live outside the walls. In the intervening year, the original plans for the house had become lost. Horsey's son, Henry H. Horsey, also an architect, was directed to redraw the plans from memory. The Creighton family moved in during August of 1873. At least 8 wardens and their families lived in this house from 1873 to 1933, when it was converted for offices. As late as the 1950s, the plant engineers of the prison and their families resided in an apartment in a portion of the house, while offices continued to occupy the rest. In 1985, the Correctional Service Canada Museum moved into 2 rooms on the first floor of the house. The warden's offices continued to share the building until 1993, when the last of these offices relocated to the penitentiary, making the museum the sole occupant. This building, now home to Canada's Penitentiary Museum, can be toured by the public.